If you didn't already know that today's reading was Peter walking on water, how many of you would get it from that? It's not the traditional scriptural reading. There are certain actions involved in this. Anne has already used up all the volunteering spoons in this room, so I will just ask you where you're seated to join in. The actions are boo. That's like a ghost. Boo. I'll tell you, boo. Phew. Canoe. You. Two. Shoe. Oh, poo. Woohoo! And it's true. So, how's this going to work? Peter and his friends were sailing one night. Peter and his friends were sailing one night. Peter and his friends were sailing one night when they thought they spotted a ghost. Boo! They thought they spotted a ghost. Boo! They thought they spotted a ghost. Boo! That ghost looks like Jesus, said Peter to his friends. That ghost looks like Jesus, said Peter to his friends. That ghost looks like Jesus, said Peter to his friends. And all of his friends were relieved. Phew. All of his friends were relieved. Phew. All of his friends were relieved. Phew. But if it's Jesus, said Peter, then he's walking on the water. If it's Jesus, said Peter, he's walking on the water. If it's Jesus, said Peter, then he's walking on the water without the aid of a canoe. Without the aid of a canoe. Without the aid of a canoe. If you're really Jesus, said Peter to the ghost man, if you're really Jesus, said Peter to the ghost man, if you're really Jesus, said Peter to the ghost man, then let me come walk with you. Let me come walk with you. Let me come walk with you. Step out of the boat, said Jesus to Peter. Step out of the boat, said Jesus to Peter. Step out of the boat, said Jesus to Peter. There's room out here for two. There's room out here for two. There's room out here for two. So Peter stepped out and walked with Jesus. So Peter stepped out and walked with Jesus. So Peter stepped out and walked with Jesus with nothing but sea under his shoe. Nothing but sea under his shoe. Nothing but sea under his shoe. Then Peter got scared and stopped trusting Jesus. Then Peter got scared and stopped trusting Jesus. Then Peter got scared and stopped trusting Jesus. And he started to sink. Oh, poo. He started to sink. Oh, poo. He started to sink. Oh, poo. So Jesus helped Peter back into the boat. So Jesus helped Peter back into the boat. So Jesus helped Peter back into the boat. And all of his friends cheered. Woohoo! All of his friends cheered. Woohoo! All of his friends cheered. Woohoo! You're somebody special, they said to Jesus. You're somebody special, they said to Jesus. You're somebody special, they said to Jesus. The Son of God, it's true. The Son of God, it's true. The Son of God, it's true. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. Amazing. Okay. Ben is definitely the best person to read things like that. Brilliant. Not because it says poo in it, but just because of the poetry, and it's just amazing. And Ben found it, so brilliant. Okay, so very short talk. You might be pleased to know, very short. So I'd like some more volunteers, please. It's the sea again. So it would be, oh, thank you. Reuben can come as well. Do you want to be Peter this time? Go for it. No staff this time. Okay. So we're just going to react the story. That's it. Anybody else would like to hold the sea? Thank you, Simon. So there's one. Oh, go for it. Yeah. So, okay, just that's it. Can people see the sea? Yeah. Okay. Now, hold down for a minute. Nice and still and calm. Okay, we are on the Sea of Galilee. Well, we're not, but, you know, we're on the beach at the moment. So Peter could go and be somewhere near the Sea of Galilee. I didn't bring a boat, I'm afraid. I'm really sorry. I thought about a paper boat, but so you can be sort of pretending to be on the Sea of Galilee in the boat. Excellent. Right, so... Now, the Sea of Galilee is renowned for severe weather. And because it's enclosed, then they just get so much wind and storms. And no, have you been there? Because somebody's nodding there. Have you been? Yeah, it is quite choppy. And when it's like that, if you can imagine going on the A34 or somewhere like it to... And it's raining, it feels like it's misty. You can't really see what's in front of you, okay? So, do you want to stop the waves at the moment? Thank you. So, okay, so, they're brilliant, aren't they? Brilliant. So, when it's really bad like that, it's difficult to see, isn't it? Especially when you're driving. As you put your lights on, hopefully, and you go slowly because you can't really see what's going on. And I think that's what was happening with Peter and the other disciples he was with. It was so wavy. It was so... there were so many waves. It was windy. There might have been a bit stormy. The children have been colouring some pictures over there about Peter walking on the water. And so they're frightened. Now, Jesus had, meanwhile, gone up a mountain to pray quietly. He just fed at least 5,000 people. So I think he needed a well-deserved break. So he went up to the mountain to pray and then saw what was going on when he was coming down. And the boat was getting a bit difficult. The sea was even more choppy. Brilliant. And then Jesus came along, was walking along. I'm going to be Jesus, why not? Was walking along, and I wasn't recognised. Oh, God, Jesus wasn't recognised. Is that a... Is it a ghost? Go on. Boo. Thank you. Right. Is it a ghost? Yeah. And so go up towards Peter... And Peter says, if it's you, tell me to walk on the water to you. Go on then. Oh, do you got the mic? Hang on. It's so well rehearsed, isn't it? There we go, there's a mic. You know me. Right, there you go. So if it's you, Lord, tell me to walk up to you.
If it's you, Lord, tell me to walk up to you.
Come. And then it gets even more windy. More winds, lots of wind, please. Blow the wind, like that. And then Peter loses faith and then suddenly thinks he's going to drown. Oops. And then Jesus comes and holds him up so that he can get back in the boat. So there you go. That's the story. That is it. And Peter had enough faith to say, thank you so much. He didn't say thank you so much. That's me saying that. So Peter had enough faith to say, is it you, Lord? So he obviously knew, really. But tell me, he had the faith to say, tell me to walk on the water like you do. And he did. He walked on the water for a few steps, I presume. And then he started. And then the wind was up even more. And he just started to fall down. And that's what happens in our lives, I think, that we do have faith. But sometimes things rock us. And then our faith might disappear for a bit. There was a time at work. Feel free to sit down if you want to. Thank you. Well done. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Ruben. Yes, fine there. Yeah, thank you so much. Brilliant. So a tiny story from work. I used to do half my job was nursing, half was teaching at Brookes University. Apologies if you've heard this already, very quickly, I'll let you know that my moment of faith, that I was off sick because I'd had a hip replacement, and I was waiting to go back to work, thinking I've got to go back to work half and half. Couldn't do the nursing job because I'm allergic to the surgical face masks, and also I couldn't crawl around on the floor either, not with two hip replacements and a wonky knee. So I wouldn't be able to carry on. And it was either go off sick, get redeployed, or work in Brooks almost full time. So I asked my boss at Brooks if I could do 4 days a week instead of two. And she said, oh, I'll have to ask finance. You know the story, don't you? I have to ask finance always. I don't know if you've got any finance people here, but they're the bosses, really, aren't they? Okay, so they did. And I didn't pray at the time. I didn't think of that, which was really stupid. And then time went on. For the 8 weeks that I was off sick, time went on and I still hadn't heard anything, and it was time for me to go back to work as a nurse but go off sick, if that makes sense, which would have been awful. And I just couldn't bear the thought of just working 2 days at Brooks and being off sick for the rest of the week. It just didn't work. There was a job possible, but it was only a temporary job. And so I prayed. That day, I prayed massively, and I got an email from my boss at Brooks who said, guess what? You can now work with us 4 days a week. So went through human resources on both sites, and I was told I didn't have to give any notice, because normally it would be 8 weeks' notice as nursing, I think. They said, don't worry about giving that kind of notice because you're off sick anyway. And from us, you're off sick. And you can leave when you feel like it. They're all very happy for me. And it's been the best thing ever. And so if anything happens, pray first, definitely. Always pray first and keep God in mind in whatever we're doing.